Physician recommendations are the key to medical marijuana patient licenses, which the state of Oklahoma started issuing for the first time last week. As doctors scramble to understand the regulations, State Impact's Jackie Fortier reports many are afraid that recommending pot could put their licenses in jeopardy.
Richard Potts sits in a gray and white exam room at the Oklahoma Pain and Wellness Center in Tulsa. He's perched on the edge of a black leather chair in a button-up shirt with rolled-up sleeves showing tattoos on his forearms. Like many of the clinic's patients, he has questions about medical marijuana.
Dr. Yarbrough, do you think medical marijuana would help? Okay, not the pain, but the muscle spasms and stuff?
Well, I can't really say for sure that since we don't really have the studies.
Dr. William Yarbrough estimates that he has the same discussion 20 times a day since voters approved State Question 788 in June. Because he's a pain and addiction specialist, many of Yarbrough's patients want to know if medical marijuana could help relieve symptoms that they feel like other drugs can't.
Now, I suffer with PTSD also.
That's not my area of specific expertise, but some people in that area will say that that does help.
In order to get a medical marijuana license in Oklahoma, patients need a recommendation from their doctor. That's paperwork attesting that, in their medical opinion, a patient would benefit from the drug. Oklahoma is one of a few states where there are no specific diagnoses listed in the state law. So it's up to doctors to suss out who are serious medical patients and who are thinly disguised recreational consumers. At the Stillwater Medical Center, Prasanna Fernando, an OBGYN, says that the shift towards giving patients what they want, a practice that helped drive the opioid crisis, is in the back of many doctors' minds when they think about medical marijuana.
You know, how much are we doing just to satisfy our patient? You know, if a patient came to me and said, you know what, doc, I want medical marijuana. I think that's going to help me. You know, once upon a time, we would have said, oh, absolutely not, because we're going to go through steps A, B, and C before we get to that last recommendation, which would be medical marijuana. Well, right now, we don't know where that fits.
Aggressive regulations on physician prescribing, followed by high-profile cases of doctors facing criminal charges for patient deaths regarding opioids, has made Oklahoma doctors fear backlash with this new medical marijuana marketplace. Fernando says physicians just want to know how to stay out of trouble.
The last thing you want to be is that renegade physician that's trying to do something when your board is not behind it.
So I asked Lyle Kelsey, director of the Oklahoma Medical Board, under what conditions would a doctor get their license taken away for recommending medical marijuana?
Well, I can tell you straight up, I don't know.
Kelsey says the board works off complaints, and until it gets one regarding medical marijuana, he's not sure how it would play out.
We're not trying to play a game of gotcha. Let's educate you, do good medicine. Those that are outside that don't want to, or for whatever reason, will be the ones that will ultimately get in trouble and be disciplined.
Only medical doctors and doctors of osteopathic medicine can recommend medical marijuana. Neither of their boards have released any guidelines for physicians, and they aren't planning to, says Kelsey.
Really, with all of the controversy of all the changes and those kind of things, I think we decided we would kind of see how things flesh out and then see what the role of the board, if any, would be on that topic.
But the Federation of State Medical Boards, which represents almost all such boards nationwide, including Oklahoma, published guidelines in 2016. Its 10 recommendations include that doctors have an ongoing relationship with patients, and if they do decide to recommend marijuana, come up with a treatment plan and timeline. Many of them are similar to the state health department's guidelines. At his Tulsa practice, Dr. William Yarbrough says physicians are wondering if the state will audit doctors who recommend marijuana, the way regulators are investigating opioid providers for overprescribing. To him, it's just another reason for physicians to avoid medical marijuana.
You're not going to get paid more for doing this, and you're going to be accountable, possibly, so why would you want to do it? My schedule is full.
Yarbrough says he's not sure if he'll recommend medical marijuana or not, but he'll keep answering patients' questions, even though he has plenty of his own. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.